We're going to go over to Newaygo County right now.
Run up to Frankenmuth, Michigan.
But we're going to run down to Birmingham right now, Birmingham, Michigan.
We're up at Northwood University. And
we'll go over to South Haven, Lanny, Eastern Michigan University.
So you'll be hearing us from all over the place, but that's the beauty of this broadcast.
Now, from the studios in downtown Lansing, it's Chris Holman's Business Beat.
And that's exactly where we are, 109 East Oakland. And you're welcome to stop in here anytime you want, see the sausage made. In the meantime, we're going to journey down the road a little bit to MSU, our good buddy, Dr. Charles Ballard, Department of Economics at Michigan State University, is with us. And probably nobody knows more about the economics of Michigan than this guy. He's written books periodically, and he's not done writing books about the Michigan economy, I'm sure. But Charlie, let's start with the macro this week, and kind of work backwards. Get to a little bit what's going on in the world economically, how other economies are doing, how that affects us, and then we'll get to the replacement for Yellen.
Sure. Thanks for having me, Chris. Always a pleasure to be on your program. And we have unemployment at 17-year lows. The economy has added, the U.S. economy has added well over 17 million jobs since it bottomed out. And the Michigan economy has added about 600,000 of those jobs. We've had now 8.5 years of economic expansion, getting close to 9 years. It hasn't always been the smoothest economic expansion, but it's sort of the little engine that could. It keeps on going, and that is good, because as you know, as we were coming out of the Great Recession, there were a couple of years where, yeah, we were making progress, but it was sputtering. But then finally, by about 3 years ago, the labor market began to tighten up enough that wages started to rise noticeably, not gangbusters, but they started to rise. Household incomes started to go up. 2015 was the best year of the century so far, and 2017 might end up being just as good as that. So there's a lot of pretty good news in terms of how the overall macroeconomy is going. That doesn't mean that every individual is doing well, but it means that we have had a period of sustained economic growth, which is better than what we had 10 years ago.
Well, you're right. It's been chugging along. And quite frankly, I would like to say I'd much rather exist in that environment. It's way more predictable than the ones that have the incredible peaks and valleys. So as far as, a new director, what are we going to look for from the Federal Reserve?
Well, I think Jerome Powell, the downside of him is that he's not as well known as Janet Yellen. And I got to tell you, everybody that I talk to gives Janet Yellen high marks. She was not a spectacular telegenic speaker, but that's actually a good thing for a Fed chair.
Yeah.
And she was pretty straightforward, and the economy did well while she was at the helm. But all the indications that I've seen are that the new chair is going to be as close as he can to just continuing on with the incremental, cautious approach that we've seen for several years now. And the good news there is that I think there's some danger that the economy is getting, could be getting close to overheating. And what I hope we'll see from the Fed is continued rate increases, continued tightening, but I don't want them to slam on the brakes. If they slam on the brakes, then we could easily fall into a recession.
Yeah.
But I don't. Right now, I'm sort of cautiously optimistic that we have pretty good leadership at the head of the Fed, and that's, I guess we'll see. But I'm.
So with this in mind, Charlie, let's talk about what is that industry that drives all of us that we keep saying, no, we're diversifying away from it, and that's the automotive industry. What's your projections on that?
Well, my projections are that the automotive industry is pretty close to the peak. We had about 17 million car and light truck sales before the recession, then it plummeted, and then it slowly but surely came back. And now, in recent years, we've had some record sales, but I don't see that that there is likely to be a whole lot more growth. I mean, everybody I talk to, nobody thinks, oh yeah, next year there'll be 20 million. I think we may have seen some very modest incremental growth, but I think the industry is pretty close to its peak. And that, of course, that's good news for Michigan in terms of that rebound of the auto industry has helped us to recover from the recession. But the downside is if there's not a whole lot of growth potential, then that raises the question of where will the growth come in Michigan in the next few years? And I don't think it'll be dominated by autos.
Yeah, well, that's good. And a lot of the industries that were, you know, contingent upon the auto industry for their success have diversified to aerospace and a whole lot of other places. So we seem to be, you know, building a little moat around that resistance anyway. Well, Charlie, as always, it's great spending time with you, my friend, Dr. Charles Ballard, Department of Economics at Michigan State University. We're going to be right back with a whole lot more. Thanks for being with us on the Michigan Business Beat. I'm Chris Holman on the Michigan Business Network.